Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
The beginning was unbelievable intense of the match, and I dropped a little bit towards the end of the first set. Then I played the way I should play in the second set, very aggressive, but still, I mean, I made only 5 points in the return games, and I mean, 4 of them obviously at 6-5. And after these 2 sets, I dropped a little bit my level, and I mean, then Rafa, who won this tournament 12 times, he stepped on me, and afterwards it got really tough for me.
Tough day, but great tournament. Could you just take a moment and talk about Rafa's will, his sense of fight, his intensity?
he played, I think, outstanding today, because especially in the first 2 sets I played very good tennis, and what he was performing, I think, is unbelievable, really. But there has to be a reason why he's that successful. I mean, he won 18 Grand Slams, which is a big number, which is only 2 less than Roger. So definitely he's one of the greatest of all time. And today as well, I saw why. As I said, I played very good the first 2 sets, and then I had a little drop, which is against most of the players not that bad. But he took the chance and stepped right on me, and that's it. I can only congrats him and how amazing he performed today.
Sorry, can you give us an opinion about the work that you've done with Nicolas Massou, and until when are you going to work with him?
There's no finishing right now. So
until when is arriving your agreement?
But the work with him is going well. I mean, I had until now my best year for sure. I've won Indian Wells, Barcelona, finals again here. Even though I didn't win the tournament, still good 2 years finals in a row. It's very nice. I think that I developed my game. I was also closer than the last year in the finals, I have the feeling. I mean, especially in the first 2 sets. So I'm on the right way, and I failed today, but my goal and my dream is still to win this tournament, or to win a Grand Slam tournament, and I will try my best next year again. I gave everything I had in these 2 weeks. That's all what I could do. Was not enough at the end, but I went very far. And also my team, big thanks to them. They supported me very, very good these 2 weeks, and I'm looking forward to continue working with them and to come back in the grass season.
Dominic, I heard that after today's match you said that you felt like you had come from heaven by beating Novak yesterday and then straight into hell the way that Rafa was playing today. So you are in a unique position. Can you tell us firstly what it feels like in tennis heaven, and then also what it feels like in tennis hell?
Yesterday was one of my biggest victories in my career for sure, and that's a unique and also brutal thing, I guess, in our sports, in tennis, that I won 6 amazing matches. I beat yesterday one of the biggest legends of our game, and not even 24 hours later I have to step on court against another amazing legend of our game, against the best clay court player of all time, and that also shows how difficult nowadays it's to win a Grand Slam. And that's what I meant yesterday. I was feeling so happy, so with such a good win, and today, of course, I lost. I failed to to make my biggest dream in my tennis life come true. So I don't feel that good like yesterday.
Dominic, obviously playing Rafa is such a physical match. I mean, in hindsight, if you'd been able to finish your semi-final on Friday, do you feel like that could have made a difference?
I don't know, honestly. I felt fine physically. The first set was unbelievably intense. Second as well. Maybe I had a little drop in the third set. I don't know. But as I said, against other players, it's not that dramatic, a little drop like that, physically and also tennis-wise. But him, such a great champion, he uses the situation and goes all in, and that's what he did in set 3 and 4.
Hi. You said a little drop. You didn't think you were physically a little tired too, or mentally, after all what happened in these last days? This is one question. And the other one is just, were you surprised that Rafa Nadal was coming to the net so often and so successful? Because normally they talked about him like a baseline specialist, a great clay court player. And then today, every time he came to the net, I think one moment he had 20 points winning out of 24. Were you playing a little bit too much behind?
The second question for me, and if you ask all men in professional tennis, almost everybody will tell you that he's one of the best volleys of our game, because the last time he missed a volley was maybe 7 years ago, I guess. And very, very difficult volleys as well. I mean, this one what bounced back into the net was very difficult. And most of the times he's so successful because he prepares the point that well. And then he has an easy volley, but still he puts them all away. And your first question, I mean, it was a Grand Slam final, so I didn't feel tired in the match. But at the same time, a match like yesterday, beating Novak over 2 days with all the interruption, it leaves traces on the body and also on the mind. That's 100%.
Dominic, as you said, you played an incredibly high-level match, at least in the first two sets. I was just wondering, like, when you're saying you want to come back and win this title next year, it seems pretty clear Rafa will still be kicking around. How exactly do you take that next step to start beating this guy in best of five on clay?
I don't know now. If I know, I would sit here happier probably. But it's very tough. I mean, many or all guys failed to do that in a Roland Garros finals, and just the numbers are crazy. He won it 12 times. 12 times the opponents in the finals failed to beat him. So also me, I didn't have the right choices or tactics today. But it would be amazing to get another chance next year, maybe against him or against anybody else. But I saw it again how tough it is to arrive to a Grand Slam finals. So first of all, I have to get there, and then If that time comes, I will think about how I'll do even better next year.
Dominic, Rafa says a lot of good things about you after match, saying you are one of the examples, and also you are a role model for the kids. So I'm sure this is not the first time you get praises like this, but what do you think of that? And do you think that you're an example for the young kids and for those young players?
Yeah, it's amazing to hear that from him, because he's exactly the same, such a fair athlete, always gives his best, I guess, every day in practice, in every match, of course. So it's an example, and it's very nice to hear that from him.
Dominic, you were, of course, in the final last year. Do you have any impression, could you say, whether Rafa is as good as ever, better than ever, getting better? What would you say?
Yeah, sure. He also improves and develops his game. I mean, if he wouldn't do that, for sure he wouldn't have that success every year in this tournament. And I think that we both got better compared to last year. So my goal is to to improve even more until next year and come closer and closer.
Dominic, congratulations on a great tournament. Rafa said, keep going, you'll win this someday for sure. But of course, being in a Grand Slam final, there's nothing guaranteed about it. Is there a different feeling as a competitor to now have been into and lost to him as opposed to being in another Grand Slam final against someone else? Is the gap just that much bigger that you feel less regret?
No, I think I feel the same regret than I would feel against anybody else in this tournament or in one of the other three. But of course I'm very disappointed and sad that I missed my second opportunity to win a Grand Slam title, but it's okay. I mean, I'm used to it. I lost my first two Masters 1000 finals as well. And it's obviously the most difficult thing in our sport to win one of the four majors. And I'm first of all, I'm happy and also a little bit proud that I gave myself already two opportunities to win one of these. And in the same time, I saw that I have to continue working hard to hopefully give myself more chances to do so.
Dominic, you were playing so well today and you were winning rallies in the first couple of sets that we're so used to seeing Rafa win most kind of points. Was there any time where you thought you might have got him worried today?
I think that the match was pretty open in the first two sets, that's for sure. And then I completely missed the start of the third set. As I said, I had a little drop and he was coming out in the third set like a rocket, full power. And I didn't play as good as the first two sets, that's for sure. But also he came out firing. And I mean, to start with a 0-3 double break, the set is almost gone. So that was the turning and the key point today.